Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, skies over Israel are clear, with a gentle breeze sweeping through Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a pleasant day, perfect for enjoying the outdoors. Meanwhile, Eilat enjoys warm sunshine, making it an ideal day for beach activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier this hour that while the IDF strengthens defenses along the Blue Line, signs suggests an impending war. Also, from Mariv, just in, Donald Trump discusses potential military actions, with Iran reportedly identifying a critical vulnerability in U.S. defenses. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that the UAE targeted Iran's Lavan Island refinery in clandestine strikes before the current ceasefire. Separately, Ynet reports a new document from Israel's Civil Commission details systematic sexual violence during the October 7 massacre in Gaza. And finally, from JTA earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu told 60 Minutes that the conflict with Hezbollah should be considered separate from the broader fight involving Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yacobi, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about a harrowing report detailing unspeakable atrocities committed on October 7, with survivors recounting horrific sexual violence. Al Arabiya English, a respected news outlet, reported just now that hopes for a peace deal on Iran are dwindling following Trump's comments on a fragile ceasefire. And Oren Barsky, a social commentator, shared his thoughts just minutes ago, offering a critical view on the state of socialism. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation along the Blue Line, Walla highlights the stark contrast between the devastated Palestinian side and the new Israeli military outposts. The report underscores widespread anticipation of escalating conflict, impacting local civilian life and regional stability. Turning to tensions involving Iran and the U.S., Mariv notes Trump's contemplation of military action comes as Iran shows strategic insight into U.S. vulnerabilities. This development could have significant implications for international diplomacy and security. Meanwhile, the UAE's covert strike on Iran's Lavan Island, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, was part of an effort to weaken the Islamic regime before a ceasefire took hold. This action raises questions about regional alliances and future peace prospects. In the latest report from Ynet, the Israeli Civil Commission details horrific acts of sexual violence by Hamas during the October 7 events. This report, based on extensive testimonies, highlights the severe human rights violations and the urgent need for international accountability. Finally, Netanyahu's comments on 60 Minutes, reported by JTA, emphasize his view of Hezbollah as a distinct challenge from Iran. This distinction could influence Israel's strategic approach and its diplomatic relations with global powers. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports a court ruling requiring an Israeli businessman to pay $62 million to his former partner, marking a significant financial decision in local business circles. Separately, CTEC covers insights from Team 8, where Aviv Yonas discusses the changing landscape of tech jobs, noting the decreasing demand for dedicated QA positions and its implications for the Israeli tech industry. And finally, Walla Business informs about the tax authorities' new system for compensating those financially affected by recent events, providing crucial relief and economic support. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.